ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1. I'm going to be reading some verses from Chapter 2. As we are regularly holding these Shravan Kirtan camps, I thought to have the first lecture at this one discussing especially about Shravan. When I say Shravan Kirtan, of course Shravan and Kirtan, they must go together. There's no Shravan without Kirtan. There's nothing to hear unless there's Kirtan. And Kirtan, it's not that you just make some sound, but one is supposed to hear that also. Kirtan is generally understood to mean chanting the holy names of the Lord. That is specifically Nama Kirtan, but Kirtan means glorification. And we find in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, that the nine principal processes of devotional service, the first one being Shravana, the exemplar of that is given as Parikshit Maharaj, who heard the Bhagavatam, and the exemplar of Kirtan is Vyasaki, which means Shukdev. So his Kirtan, we have no record of him performing Nam Kirtan. Presumably he did, he praises it in Srimad Bhagavatam up to the very last verse. But there's no record of him. It's specifically his Kirtan is glorifying Krishna by the medium of Bhagavatam, which is now presented to us in the modern age by the present day representative of Vyas and Shukadev, Srila Prabhupada, and all others who speak in pursuance of the same message. They are all representatives performing kirtan on behalf of and in pursuance of the message of Vyasadev. So yeah, I'm going to, I often emphasize Shravan a lot. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu famously preached the Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nas Jeva Nas Jeva Nas Jeva Nas Gatir Anyata verse. In Kali Yuga there is no other way but chanting the holy names. But he himself also, this doesn't negate other processes of devotional service. He also engaged in Shravan. Particularly it's mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, he liked to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the mouth of Gadadha Pandit. And particularly, it's mentioned, he would hear again and again the narrations from Bhagavatam of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. It was very interesting if we consider that Gadadha is Radha, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly liked to hear those narrations. So Shravan, Archan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally didn't perform deity worship, but he would daily visit the temple of Jagannath while living, and so many temples, including this temple, Sri Rangam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in Navadvip for 24 years. Then after accepting sannyas, he came to reside in Puri. And during the first 6 years of his being based in Puri, he traveled around here and there, going back and forward from Puri to other places. So the place that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the most time in was Navadvip, number two Puri, and number three Sri Rangam, because he spent Chaturmas here, 4 months, Otherwise, he didn't spend very long anywhere except these two places, Navadvip and Puri. So yeah, he didn't personally worship deities, but in his followers, we'll find all over Bengal, they worshipped deities, and those deities are still being worshipped by mostly by their descendants. So all the processes are important, but Shravan especially. Kirtan is the most important, Nirapara, then what is, again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Bhajane Madhe Shrestha Navavidha Bhakti, Krishna Prem Krishna Dite Dhare Mahashakti, Tharmadhe Sarva Shrestha Nama Sankirtan, Nirapara De Nama Loyale Pai Premadhan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that among all the processes of worshipping Krishna, the nine processes given in the Bhagavatam through the mouth of Prahlad Maharaj, very famous, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. So these are the best, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. They can all give love of Krishna and Krishna. They all have great power to do so. Among them all, the best is Nama Sankirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Because if one chants the holy name of Krishna without offenses, then one can attain love of Krishna. But elsewhere it said Shravan is most important. So they're intimately interlinked. But from this statement, Nirapara De Nam Loile Pai Prema Dhan, that if one chants the holy name without offenses, then one can attain love of Krishna. Well, this implies that hearing is required, because if we don't hear what the offenses are and understand what they are, then we can't be free from them. So that's just one instance. And actually, if we chant the holy names without understanding who is Krishna, why we should worship him, what is our relationship with him, then we can go on chanting, but Krishna may not be pleased to manifest himself. If we chant to Krishna thinking that I will get some material benefit by doing so, or that I will become Krishna, I will merge into the impersonal Brahman, any idea like this, then the superficial chanting won't be effective. So hearing is required. When we're talking about hearing, that specifically means hearing topics of Krishna, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. So Shravan is always recommended. Now, I give a lot of emphasis on Shravan. If everyone is giving a lot of emphasis on Shravan, I might emphasize Kirtan more, because there's always some imbalance. So it's not wrong to emphasize Kirtan, but it should not be at the expense of Shravan. If we think, well, we'll just have Kirtan, and everyone can come and do Kirtan, very nice. But there's no Shravan to give the proper guidance. Well, there's no Kirtan to give the proper guidance. This kind of Kirtan is not there. That how we should chant in a manner that will be pleasing to Krishna. Otherwise, that Kirtan, if we're not consciously thinking how this will be pleasing to Krishna, then we're thinking how it will be pleasing to myself. And then we think that Kirtan, it becomes mixed with the feeling of musical entertainment. So hearing is required. So here we have at the beginning of Bhagavatam, near the beginning, this very important second chapter of the first canto. Of course, all the Bhagavatam is important, but these many verses in this second chapter of the first canto, they are foundational. They set the foundation for us to proceed to study the Bhagavatam. Now, I'm just going to read a few of them, which concern the subject of hearing topics of Krishna, hearing the Bhagavatam. And I'm not going to go through the purports now because I just want to give the direction, digdarshan, some idea. But you have to go back and read this very carefully, because actually, if practically any line in either the verse or the translation, if we want to study in detail, then it may take hours. So I'm just giving an overview to get an idea of this section, the discussion of Shravan. It can also be done an underview. There's no such word in English as underview. That was invented, I believe, by Gopi Pranadana Prabhu, who gave a series of lectures giving an underview of some verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. In other words, he went very deeply into each verse, each word, each meaning, just to give some idea of how rich is this Bhagavatam. So we may read daily, verse by verse. We may have an underview. You may take one verse and spend days discussing it. But now I'm just going to go and give some digdarshan, some idea of a few verses here. Beginning with the 16th verse in this chapter. Susrusho shadadhanasya vasudeva katha ruchihi syan mahat sevaya vipra punya tirtha nishevanat. O twice born sages, cell phones off, please. O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. So this gives some idea. Who can hear about Vasudeva? Those who have served the Vaishnavas. Who will speak topics of Vasudeva? The Vaishnavas. So we can attain the desire to hear about Vasudeva, Krishna, by hearing from great devotees. Sorry, by serving. Yeah, first serving and then hearing. Not everyone can hear. Many people come here to Sri Rangam. It's very good, they come. They come for darshan of the Lord. But one major reason we can say that the Vaishnava culture and the Vedic culture has run down. Of course, there are many reasons for that. I've discussed giving so many quotes from Srila Prabhupada in that book, The Message to the Youth of India. One major reason that the culture has run down is because there's no system, that system of imparting knowledge, speaking the Shastra. That's not there. People come to temples, they take darshan, they go away. And what are the teachings of the sampradaya? They don't know. Still today, the people, the Iyengar families, they're very anxious to have their sons given the Upanayanam ceremony. But that is meant for their beginning of Veda study, but that they don't do. Just the ceremony. I mean, they should have a thread to show that they're high class, like me. But there's no system to teach. And even if they offer that You send your son for Gurukula. What will he study there? What's the use? They'll protest. He needs modern education. So this is, not only is the system of Guru Shishya Parampara broken, but the descendants of those who are in that parampara, they go to the schools for modern education to learn all bad things. So hearing is required. And for that, serving is required. All these things go together. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. One should approach those who are knowledgeable of the reality, those who've seen the reality, those who initiate. One should approach them very humbly, bowing down, asking all kinds of relevant questions and serving. Samitpani, first of all, one should bring in one's hands the firewood. One should approach Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. One should approach a qualified guru with firewood in hand. That's for the sacrifice. That's from a previous age. But the idea is that one should come making some offering, not just I'm going to hear. So it's a reciprocation. Then the next verse is very famous. Shrinvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridyanta Stohya Bhadrani Vidhunoti Suhrit Satam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous, when properly heard and chanted. This is the process of purification. We hear that kirtan is the process of purification. In general, devotional service is the process of purification. And especially this hearing and chanting. Hearing and chanting. Chanting the holy names of Krishna, chanting the glories of Krishna is given in Bhagavatam and other shastras. And hearing that. Now, Srila Prabhupada builds into the translation here. The devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages. It's not just a matter of sitting as a formality. But one has to hear, and then the message can enter the heart via the channel of oral reception. Santa evasya chindanti manovya sangam uktibihi. The sadhus, they can pierce the collected, this will be discussed in the upcoming verses, all the bad things in the heart, they are destroyed by hearing from this. They speak in such a way that the collected contamination within the heart is destroyed, but we have to be willing to allow that to come. If we don't allow, if we close our ears, or we just sit without wanting to hear, if we don't have the urge to hear the messages, then the purification will be slow at best. But punya shravana kirtana, hearing about Krishna, is itself pious activity. There are different levels of piety. There are many, in North India especially, there are many Bhagavad Saptahas organized in which someone comes and speaks. They're usually very expert, they've learned so many verses and they know the leelas and they can speak in a very alankaric, ornamental manner. But most of them don't have a clear idea of how the Bhagavatam should be spoken in a manner that Shukadev spoke it. And most of the people who come, there's some idea of bhakti, but not a very clear idea. For hearing Bhagavatam, we should get a clear idea. But they prefer to hear from people who don't give them a clear idea, because if there is a clear idea, then we have to surrender to Krishna. So they get piety by hearing. That means that they hear about Krishna and there's some idea. They're not a very clear idea. There's no discussion of siddhanta, what is a clear understanding. But they have the general idea that by bhakti to Krishna, then everything will be very nice. We'll live happily, and everything will be very nice. So they get that opportunity by the mercy of Krishna, either in this life or a future life. But the real piety is the piety by which we understand that Tava Kripa Bina, Shakali Nirasha, everything without Krishna's mercy, everything is completely hopeless. The real mercy is to understand that this material world is not a place where the real mercy begins with that. Understanding that this material world is not a place for our enjoyment. Now some people, they come to that understanding. This material world is not a place for our enjoyment, it's simply miserable. But they don't have the mercy of Krishna, they don't have inclination to Krishna. And so they simply desire to escape this material world. They don't desire to serve Krishna. And it's possible to cultivate such a mood of detachment from the material world without having a feeling of attachment to Krishna, without developing love of Krishna. And there are Mayavadis who comment on the Bhagavatam. So they also get some kind of punya for becoming released from this material world. But the real benefit comes from hearing from the Mahat, who are mentioned in the previous verse, Mahat Seva. You'll recognize that many of these words, they appear repeatedly. Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahorvi Muktis. Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sangi Sangam is another half verse quoted often by Srila Prabhupada, that by serving the Mahat, the great personalities, then the door to liberation, or vimukti, more than liberation, going to the spiritual world, that door is open. But by associating with people who are attached to women, that's the specific word in the Bhagavatam. Nowadays, such things are considered wrong to say. We shouldn't say such things, but this is the statement of Bhagavatam. By associating with persons who are attached to women, then the door to hell is opened. So it's easy to understand. Tamo dwaram, tamo, tama, darkness. Tamo dwaram, you all understand dwaram. Yoshitam, yoshit means, it's another word for stri or Mahila, there are so many words. Yoshitam Sangi Sangam. So Yoshita Sangi means one who associates with women. And Yoshita Sangi Sangha means to associate with those who associate with women. Of course, there's also a famous verse from Gita, Mam hi partavya parshritya yepi syuv papa yoneha. Striyo vaishas tata shudras tipiyanti param gatim. That although generally women, vaishas, shudras, they're considered low class, generally speaking, it's considered a sinful birth. But if they take shelter in me, Krishna says, then they can achieve the highest perfection. So it's not against women as a class, because even to think like that is misunderstanding. Everyone is in this material world is trapped in a particular kind of body. male or female. So, going on to the next verse. Nashta prayeshva bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So again, the emphasis here is on service and hearing. Service and hearing. So these Shravan Kirtan camps, they give an opportunity for service and hearing. There's a lot of service to do also. You can also volunteer. There are so many things to do, especially in the kitchen, many things to do. Cut a lot of vegetables to be cut, and so many things to do. In North India, we have a lot of chapatis, but here we won't have. So there's more service in North India in the kitchen department. So, seva, Bhagavata seva. Bhagavat means in relationship to Bhagavan. So, Bhagavata seva means hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. We serve the Srimad Bhagavatam by hearing. And also serving those devotees who speak the Bhagavatam. Mahat seva. Then, the Supreme Lord, who is praised with the best verses, here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the previous verse we heard that he cleans the heart of the devotee from material contamination. Then the next, it's not just cleaning the heart. Cleaning the heart means cleaning the heart from all the bad things. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. We say it as a kind of kam, krodh, blah, 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 like it's some rote formula. But these are actually very dangerous enemies within everyone's heart. Material lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, pride. These are very bad things in our heart. Material attachments, very bad. But Krishna cleanses them from the heart of those who hear regularly. The word nityam is given. Nityam can mean always at every moment. It can also mean regularly and daily. So daily practice to hear. At least daily. At least once a day. You should hear these messages. Then, naishtiki bhakti. Means very firm, fixed up bhakti. That is established within the heart. Now it's often asked, why does this verse say almost? That by regularly hearing the Bhagavatam, then all the dirty things are almost cleaned up. Well, what about, why not fully? Well, to get the answer, we have to go on reading. The next verse says, tada, means then. So, an immediate effect of hearing the Bhagavatam is that, or very quick effect, means that heart is cleansed, the feeling for Krishna starts to arise. Then, tada rajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayaschaye cheta etairana vidham sthitam sattve prasidati. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's mode of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy. So it means it's an ongoing process. as bhakti develops, so the bad things go down. This should be the effect. Purification. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. The mind that has been enlivened, prasanna manasa, one's mind becomes very happy. As long as the mind is absorbed in lust, anger, greed, and so on, then there's no happiness. Materialistic people can't understand this because they think that happiness means to have more lust, anger, and greed. That's their standard. The people at the very low level of material consciousness, which is the normal level nowadays, they think that if we have more lust, that's better. But those who have some taste of Krishna consciousness, their hopes for enjoying this material world become almost nothing, because once one's had a feeling for Krishna consciousness, had the pleasure of the actual pleasure of performing devotional service, even in our neophyte stage, it far surpasses any pleasure of the material world. So we can experience, if for some time we stop hearing regularly, we stop chanting, we're not attentive, we let our mind wander, then immediately we can feel the lust is increasing, anger is increasing, greed is increasing, and we become miserable. But the effect of actually performing devotional service is that we become cleansed from all those contaminations that they make us miserable. And we become very happy. And in that stage, by knowledge of Bhagavat-tattva vijnanam, by understanding all these points, we become liberated from material association. By understanding. It's not a difficult thing to understand. At least theoretically, it's not difficult to understand that I am not connected with this world. The connection that I feel, it's not real. I don't have anything to do with the earth, water, fire, air, ether of this world. I belong to Krishna in the spiritual world. By hearing the Bhagavatam regularly, we understand this and we can move in the world padma patram evambhasa, like water on the lotus leaf. We're not connected with this world. As long as we go on hearing regularly, then we become liberated from material association. Bhidyate hridya granthish chidyante sarva sanshayaha kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. So we can experience, maybe you can experience this just now, I hope so, that by hearing you're feeling, yes, this is correct, and we feel more fixed. Just by hearing this straightforward presentation of the introduction to the Bhagavatam, topics that I hope we've all heard many times before, by hearing it, then yes, this is correct, this makes sense. We become more fixed, and all the contaminations within the heart, doubts, fears, attachments, they become cut just by hearing these words that we are of Krishna, we are Krishnas. We are not Krishna, we are Krishnas of Krishna. We are meant for serving Him. Ato vai kavayo nityam bhaktiṃ paramaya mudā vāsudeve bhagavati kurvantyātma prasādhanīm. again it's mentioned, Evang Prasanna Manaso, and here again, Ama Prasadinim, that which gives happiness, enlivened. Srila Prabhupada uses the word enlivened. Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight, because devotional service is enlivening to the self. And then after this begins the discussion of Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, with Satyam Rajastama Iti Prakriti Gunasta. I'll just read the translation of the next verse. The transcendental personality of Godhead is indirectly associated with the three modes of material nature, namely passion, goodness, and ignorance. And just for the world's creation, maintenance, and destruction, he accepts the three qualitative forms of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Of these three, all human beings can derive ultimate benefit from Vishnu, the form of the quality of goodness. So you can see, even in one verse of Bhagavatam, there's so much to discuss. So the point I'm emphasizing here is the point of hearing. As this is the Shravana Kirtan camp, we should hear. Just see if my watch is there, because there's a clock here, but it's gone off for some reason. So there are many beautiful verses in the Bhagavatam itself which glorify the process of hearing. Oh, there's no time. Then I'll continue later. I'm just going to go off. Well, I'll just speak these verses and then I'll speak later about this. So there are many verses in Bhagavatam which glorify the process of hearing Bhagavatam. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti bhikshnasha smaranti nandanti tave hitanjanaha ta eva pashyanta chirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramang padambhujam. Yeah, Gurukul in Salem and in Telangana, they've all memorized these verses. This is the Kunti prayers verses. Did you also memorize that, Kunja Bihari? Srinvanti gayanti grinanti bhikshnasha. Yeah, so it's very beautiful. Let me see if I can find the translation, because it's more beautiful than I can give my rough translation of. O Krishna, those who continuously, this is Kunti Devi speaking directly to Krishna. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. So it's very beautiful in Sanskrit to hear this, just this very sound of it is very pleasing, isn't it? Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnasa smaranti nandanti tave hitang janaha ta eva paschanta chirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramang padam bhujam. And Srila Prabhupada's translation is very relishable to hear, even the sound of it, apart from the message, the poetic sound of it. Then there are others also. Another famous, well, let's do it in order. Shrinvatang shadaya nityam grinatas chasva cheshtitam kalena nati dirghena bhagavan vishate haridi. This verse, for some reason, it's not so well known, but it's also very beautiful. Not well known, I suppose that's because Srila Prabhupada himself didn't quote it that much. That's why it's not so well known among us. This is from the second canto of Bhagavatam. It's a very similar meaning, that those who regularly hear with faith these messages and deliberately try to understand it, grinatascha svacheshtitam, then in not a very long time, in other words, quickly, kalena narati deerkena, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, will enter our heart. Of course, you may say he's already there, but he'll make himself known. Then another verse, this is well known because Srila Prabhupada often quoted it. Satang prasangan mama virya sangvido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kataha tajoshvanad ashva pavarga vartmani shadharatir bhaktir anukramishyati. This is from Kapila's instructions. Hearing about Krishna in the association of devotees, Kapila himself says, about my glories, the topics about my glories, satam prasangam amavirisam, it becomes like a tonic for the ears and the heart. This is very beautiful. It's a fact, but it's not just stated in a matter-of-fact way, very beautiful and poetic, because everything that is beautiful and poetic should be for glorification of Krishna. Then, by such hearing, one advances on the path of liberation. By this hearing, one becomes freed from the material world, just like we heard in those few verses from the second chapter of the first canto. And then one's faith in Krishna increases. Maybe you can experience just sitting here in these few minutes, then although you all have faith in all these topics, otherwise why did you come here? But our faith is increased, is it not? I also feel my faith is, it becomes, yes, everything, shraddha and rati. Rati means ruchi or feeling for. In this context it means ruchi, tasteful, and bhakti. These all develop by this hearing process. And there's so many verses like this, glorifying the process of hearing. Shravanadi shuddha chitte kareya doi. Nitya siddha Krishna prema shadha kabunoi. Shravanadi shuddha chitte kareya doi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructed that love of Krishna is natural for everyone. It's not an artificial imposition on the mind. By the process of hearing, not only hearing, chanting, remembering, shrinvanti, gayanti, grinanti, then the feelings for Krishna, they become awakened. So this is an introduction to this Shravan Kirtan camp. And Krishna willing, I can I'll speak a little bit more about that later this morning. Is there any question just now? Yes, please. Ah, yeah. Well, that's another topic. Not Vaishnava Mukha, the verse is A Vaishnava Mukhod Girnam Putam Harikatam Ritam Shravanam Naiva Kartavya Sarpo Chishtam Sarpo Chishta Yatapayam. We should hear, that's another important topic. Who is the qualified speaker and who is the qualified hearer? If the speaker is bona fide and the hearer is sincere, then the effect should be, Srila Prabhupada gives the example, just like if a man is potent and he unites sexually with a fertile woman, and if all conditions are right at the right time in her menstrual cycle, then pregnancy should occur. So in the same way, if the speaker is bona fide, he's not speaking. He's speaking exactly according to parampara and without any personal motive. And the hearer is also sincere, then the result will be that, just like Parikshit, one will get the fruit of hearing, one will attain pure love of Krishna. But if the speaker is not unmotivated, if he's a Mayavadi, or wants to cheat the hearers, exploit them, then the example is given, just like milk is pure, milk is very nourishing. But if a poisonous snake drinks some milk and leaves the rest in the cup, and we drink the milk, looks like milk, tastes like milk, but instead of the nourishment that we should get from milk, we'll get poisoned. So in the same way, someone may chant the Srimad Bhagavatam, but if that person is analogously a snake, then we'll get poisoned. We won't get purified. The opposite result will be there. So be careful. What was the question? Yeah, well, they may get some piety also, along with the poison. Even in Nama Parada, chanting the holy name in an offensive mood, there's still both things are going on at the same time. There may be some piety from that also. One may get some apparently good result. But from the pure Vaishnava perspective, the result of going to the heavenly planets, that's also like poison. That's a distraction. It's cheating. It's just like if someone, they're appointed to give you $1,000,000. And they say, here's $100. I think, oh, I got $100 for nothing. But he's supposed to give you $1,000,000. So he's cheating you. So if you're supposed to give pure love of Krishna and just give some material benefit, then it's cheating. But actually, though, especially the Mayavadis, they misinterpret the Bhagavatam and they make offenses to Krishna. So there's not much piety left there. I've seen Mayavadis, I mean real, what do they call it, card-carrying Mayavadis, reciting the Bhagavatam as if they're enjoying and feeling something, but their philosophy is horrible. But if they can be put on the right path, then they can quickly advance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the Mayavadis of Varanasi. There's the sannyasis. They were offensive to him and to Krishna. But they had some piety because they were austere, they lived in a holy place, they had faith in the Vedas. And so when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them the proper understanding, contrary to their offensive understanding, then they could very quickly become advanced. It's quite a complex topic. What is piety? But a general prescription, keep away from non-devotees. Even if they chant very nicely the verses of the Bhagavatam, be careful. Okay, Hare Krishna, I'll finish there. We should try to keep on time so that the program goes on well. Otherwise, prasad becomes late and then everything becomes late and we lose time overall. So better keep on time. Hare Krishna.